Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
I had to take it back just a little bit. 21st century. Remember the rain. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio, we apologize for the inconvenience. We're having some horrific weather here in Houston, you know, due to the hurricane coming in from Alabama and also from Mississippi. Our prayers to everyone. Be safe and sound. The teddy bear made it here. Lord have mercy. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Mr. Eric Darius. Thank you, my brother, for joining us last week. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his new album, Breaking Through, an incredible album. Also, he's on the Breaking Through tour as we speak, so make sure you go purchase that album. And speaking of an incredibly talented artist, Riley Richard, yes, Lord. From his 2017 album, Evolving, Now We're Here, new hit single, Lit. It's a beautiful thing. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio, Mr. Riley Richard. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Made it here safe and sound with all this inclement weather and everything, with technical issues, but we're here. That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
We are here, man. First and foremost, congratulations on a fantastic new single, number 3 currently on the Billboard chart. How does that feel?
Oh, man, it's surreal. I still can't believe it. You know, it's been a dream come true, really.
Being an independent artist, a lot of people from the outside looking in really don't, they really can't fully understand the amount of work and effort, being in charge of your own career, making those kind of monumental decisions to make sure that you put out a product, because at the end of the day, it's all on you. How does it feel to you to have that kind of level of control over your career, your destiny, as far as pursuing your dreams of music to, as I should say, evolving from the 2017 album?
Well, it can be quite overwhelming at first. Fortunately for me, I have a great support system, especially with the guys that I work with talent-wise, from Darren Ron to Najee. Those guys give me great insight how to control things and how to handle most situations that are obstacles in the music field or in the music business, as I should say. So, I have a great support system that gets me through those tough times. But it can be overwhelming, for sure.
Absolutely. How have you seen your growth from evolving to where you are right now, musically, as far as concepts, as far as being able to stretch yourself out even more, as I like to use the term, going further outside the box?
Sure. I've grown some. I know when I started the whole recording process, because I never saw myself as an individual artist or a solo artist. I've always seen myself as a guy who played in someone else's band. And when I started the whole recording process to become a solo artist, it wasn't great. It was a process. It took some time to get used to. In the studio, you hear every mistake you make. So it took some time for me to get used to that. But over the course of time, of course, it got better. I did evolve into a better player, a better musician. And my concepts, it got the wheels turning, and, it brought me to where I am today.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I think for all of us, we can be our own worst critic. Regardless if you have people encouraging you, you may have your small circle of people, of friends, that encourage you and say, hey, look, you're great. But at the end of the day, as you just said, I'm hearing the mistakes. I'm hearing this. I'm hearing that. I'm being highly critical of my own playing. When did it get to a point for you where you felt comfortable enough to say, you know what, I can see myself being more than playing within the confines of a group, but also be a very successful solo artist?
Well, to be completely honest, I'm still going through that process. It's something that has to happen over a course of time. Those things doesn't happen overnight. And I'm still a very new artist. I think I've only been around, 3 years now. So it's still taking some time to get used to, really. It's just, I haven't gotten to where I'm comfortable, where I should be at this moment. I'm still working on some things.
Well, that's understandable. But, it's funny that three years in this industry is considered a lifetime, because the flavor of the month changes. just like that. I've always said that one of the incredible aspects about just jazz in general is that there are no limitations. You have that freedom to stretch out as far as you want, as far as from the creative process. I know Najee has been a very huge influence on you, but besides Najee, who were some of the other artists that you just really kind of patterned yourself after, that someone just really, wow, they have an incredible sound?
Yeah, you know, like guys like John Coltrane, of course. You know, Wayne Shorter, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk. There's several institutions out there, as Najee would put it, because he looks at those guys as institutions, which they are. You know, everything after them, you know, everybody wanted to be like them. Michael Brecker, you know, and then you fast forward later down, you have Kirk Whalum and then Gerald Albright, Najee, you know, Everhart. Those guys really, really, those are huge shoes to fill, you know, and, you know, they give me that wow factor. You know, that's what listening to those guys were the guys, you know, that was like, okay, I really want to pursue the saxophone.
It's so very easy to get caught up with adulation. Some of us can remain kind of even keel, level-headed, grounded. To have the number 3 single on the charts like this and having all this adulation and people coming to you, you are this, you're all that, and the greatest thing since the tire, the greatest thing since the wheel. At some point,
yeah.
Does it become somewhat a little bit overwhelming to you to get that kind of love and adulation and that kind of feedback?
Well, it's definitely something to get used to. However, you know, with my great support system, we know here that there's always something that can be worked on. And, you know, in music, you never stop growing. So we always, you know, pursue to grow. We always look to evolve into something, you know, different and something better than beyond than we were before, you know. So we kind of just, we do our best to block those things out as much as possible.
It can be very challenging. You know, some of the things that I've heard you say in the past as far as some other just conversations that I've heard from different people, they say, you know what, this cat is very humble. He's very laid back. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. it's always positive. And I know the industry in general can be very taxing, especially when
yeah.
you're an artist on the creative
yeah.
end, because everything you put out is something very personal. It's a part of who you are. For
Absolutely.
You,
yeah.
Does it get to a point sometime where you say, you know what, let's just get past all the BS and all the red tape and let's just make some music. Let's make some great quality music that people and the listeners can just really sink their teeth into.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, that's what most musicians should do music for the love of it. You know, everything else follows afterwards, but you have to have love for it or else, you know, you shouldn't really do it at all. You know, that's what I personally believe.
Does it any time for you as far as on the, besides the politics, because politics always play a major part in music as far as with the
sure.
adventation of social media. We rely so much on it now as far as being able
yeah.
to get your product out there and making people aware of that. Do you miss the times where you can just have that kind of more of a personable or personal one-on-one, like, hey, let me, oh, I'm sorry, I'm saying something taboo, actually go to a record store and meet and greet with
yeah.
supporters.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, and now is everything
yeah,
is done.
Absolutely.
How does that feel to you? Have
absolutely.
You been able to get comfortable with that?
I've never been comfortable with social media, to be honest.
Okay.
You know, it's a weird process for me. I even talked to it, you know, with my colleagues and friends. It's a weird process for me because, you know, naturally I'm not the type of guy who puts himself out in the forefront per se. And I just kind of just, you know, I'm just Riley, man. And, you know, it was social media and in the music business, you have to kind of promote yourself on all platforms of social media, and it can be weird sometimes. So it's something that I'm still working on, man, on a daily basis, I should say.
Right. You are a handful of artists that I've had the pleasure of conversing with and have known over the years to say, Teddy Bear, I'm still not used to this whole social media thing. I'm kind of uncomfortable because I'm getting on there because It's like the old adage, you give them an inch, they want a mile. You give them a foot, they want so much of you because they want to know every aspect beyond the music.
Yeah.
They really want to, you know, get into the personal aspect of who you are. Now, like my man Stan Lee once said. Oh, go right ahead.
No, I was just going to add, you know, it's a lot to keep up with social media. You know, if I'm trying to become better as a musician, you know, for me, I can't juggle both. You know, it's either I'm at home practicing or I'm at home on social media trying to boost my image. And, you know, that leads into other stuff. You know, that's many other conversations to be had. But it's hard for me to juggle both, you know. So I'd rather personally focus on the saxophone than social media, for sure.
I can definitely understand that. But like the old adage I was saying, like my man from Spider-Man, Stan Lee, said, "With great power comes great responsibility." Now, you have a wonderful new single, exceptionally done with Lit.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm just all I can do is be honest. That's one of the things that is musically, you know what I mean? I'm a stickler when it comes to music. But my thing is this, now the expectations have raised even more because now you put the single on. I said, okay, then, you've given us a slice of cheesecake. You know, that's an we have an hors d'oeuvre in front of us. Now, we want a full course meal. When are we, when can we get, or when should we expect a full course meal, either an EP or an album?
Well, I would like to say sometime next year. You know, it's a good thing that you brought that up. Great point, because when it comes to music, I don't believe in half-stepping with it at all or anything that I love doing. So, you know, I like to take my time with it and make sure whatever it is that I put out is reputable and it sounds great. You know, I don't want any of my recordings to sound like I just threw something together just to put out there for the people. No, I want to be able to actually put out something out there that I'm proud of and that other people would be, you know, gladly will be, you know, it will be enjoyable to them. So,
without
you know, sometime next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first, family. Sometime next year when it's ready like grandma's cookies, even if it's just somewhat soft and not completely ready, we'll definitely debut it here. That's what we do.
I would appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And to get all the latest updates and pertinent information, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Riley's official website. That's at www.RileyRichardMusic.com. Also, join the grassroots movement. A fantastic music. Yes, Laura, we want to shake and not stir. Make sure you follow and support this very talented brother on his Instagram at Riley Richard Music and also on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/RileyRichard85. My goodness, 85, such a long time ago. Really making Teddy Bear feel extra old, but I'm all right, though.
No, man. It's all mental. It's all mental, my brother.
Yes, Lord. Lit. Tell the listeners out there about this fantastic new single.
Oh, man, it's a great song. As you know, Darren Ron produced it for me. Like, he produced my last three singles. Great artist he is, great performer, great producer. This was a fun song to collab with him with. And he sent me an idea, and he said, you know, I'm curious to see, you know, what you come up with. You know, as far as melodies and things like that. And it was really effortless, man. This song was really just an enjoyable time for us to make. And, it's just a great song from top to bottom.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Let's get into it. The new hit single, number 3, yes, Lord, on the Billboard charts from the incredibly talented Mr. Riley Richard with Lit. Here in the Zone. Of LOTO Radio, yes, Lord. mercy. We're all just a little bit lit here in the studio. The incredibly talented Mr. Riley Richard with his new hit single, Lit, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, the single is available as we speak. You can go purchase it at CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play. But you know, for me, I'm kind of partial. If you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, stop by Amazon.com. Definitely a beautiful thing. And again, to get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of Riley, stop by his official website. That's at RileyRichardMusic.com. My brother, it has definitely been a beautiful experience for me. Thank you for stopping by and vibing with us here in the zone. This is your home away from home, whatever you need. Please don't hesitate.
Thank you.
To let the teddy bear know, man. So, you, hey, we need to get you out of Cleveland, man, and get you out here to Houston.
Yeah, man. That would be great, man. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me when I'm coming to Houston, and I tell them, hey, when it's time, you know, I'll be there. So, hopefully sometime soon, man. But I – thank you guys for letting me be a part of the show today, and I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Man, it's our pleasure, man. And hey, we got plenty of barbecue down here. We'll take care of you, brother, so don't even worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Brother, yeah. Stay up, stay blessed, and keep pursuing your passion for music, because we're definitely behind you 100%, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless. That's super talented, Mr. Riley Richard, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. It's a beautiful thing. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But hey, you know, the teddy bear forgives you. We were a little late ourselves. Had some major, major weather problems down here in Houston. You know, you have that the hurricane coming in. Blowing in from what? From Alabama, Mississippi, and we're getting the rain portion of it. I mean, it's raining really bad here. And Teddy Bear was trying to get here as soon as he can, but like my lady said, I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. Lord have mercy. Alita Adams, it's a beautiful day. Well, it's time to take a quick 2 and 2. Yeah, got to pay some bills, pay the cost, be the boss. But while I got you here, all safe and sound, is it okay if I take you back in time, like in Doctor Who's Time Machine? Yeah, from Buffalo, New York. King of Punk Funk, the late, great Rick James with a Cold-Blooded. Yes, you are. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Thank you.
Love, Yes Lord, by Steve Arrington, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Send out a very special thank you once again to the incredibly talented Riley Richards. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase this new hit single, Lit, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, CD Baby. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com to get all the comings and goings, the latest updates. Stop by his official website at www.RileyRichardMusic.com. Again, join the grassroots movement. Yes, Lord. Real music shaking but not stirred. Make sure you follow up and support this very talented brother at Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/RileyRichardMusic. And also on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/RileyRichard85. So it is written, so it shall be done. Won't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow? Yes, a full slate this week, family. Yes, it is. Yes, before the Teddy Bear goes on vacation. Yes, much needed vacation, much needed break. But hey, but it's all good. Yeah. In the Teddy Bear's neighborhood. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Hey, we welcome the incredibly talented singer-songwriter, Lou, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new and latest single, Never Run. Yes, Lord, it's a beautiful thing. And to get all the latest updates, the new, yes, it's a beautiful thing, yes, it is, the new official radio, yeah, the Zone website is up and running, glory to hallelujah. As little Richard Wood said, great gosh almighty, it's been a long time coming. Let your fingers do the walk, and we got actually giving out gifts, prizes, you name it. Let your fingers do the walking, that's at the Zone, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Again, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Head there. You're going to love the website. All the latest updates, podcasts, news, you name it. You can leave your comments. If you have a request, a certain music request, we got you covered all the way around the world. We got you. We love you that much. And also want to thank all the many listeners and supporters for the Zone. It's been an incredible, I can't believe it's been going on, almost 9 years, going on 10, my mistake. It's been an incredible ride, but like all good things do come to an end. So just FYI, we got some news we're going to hit you with, but not right now. But again, to get all the latest updates, to give you the information for the website, also to catch up the comings and goings of the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinary, yes, Lord. You can get your with us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio, The Zone. Also on Facebook with the same handle, but Twitter is a different handle. It's at Twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. The Teddy Bear is here. We got you covered. Let your fingers do the walking on your phone. Yeah, just pull up the app. Google Play Music Store. Type in LOTL, The Zone. You can listen to the interview in its entirety. Matter of fact, why don't you just go ahead and subscribe so you can listen to all the fantastic interviews with some of the most highly respected artists in this industry. Because at the end of the day, I'm here to help everyone escape the matrix of synthetic music. Lord have mercy. Also, you can catch up with us on TuneIn, the same handle. That's at TuneIn at LOTL, The Zone. We're also on Podbean, iHeartRadio, Spreaker. We got you covered. So there's absolutely no reason to say, we missed the interview. No, got you covered. So it is written. So it is done. Yeah. Yes, Lord. 1:52 p.m. here in The Zone, live in here at Central Standard Time here. And rainy, cold, not going to say cold, rainy, humid downtown Houston. My goodness, it's been a very challenging weekend, very challenging in so many aspects. But it's okay. We're still here. We're still breathing by the grace of God. I'm here to make it funky for you, yes, Lord. But again, to all the many listeners and supporters out there, thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Got you here. and the tallies are in, the votes have been registered, and definitely the teddy bear has been rated. Yeah, extraordinary. But in the late words, great words of that great American poet, Sylvester Stewart, and you may finally call him Sly, as he's always said, if you want me to stay, yes, Lord, I'll be around today and be available for you to see. Stay cool, be cool. That's what it's all about. Relax, relate, release. We got you. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful, or as I like to say, a fantabulous afternoon here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Taking up my time.